Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar Anthony with Zechus Menachos, Daf Mem Zayin, the fourth parakat Chelas. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, Abraisa teaches that the Kipsi Atzeres are Makadish. They sanctify the Shtei Alechem with Shechita. Thus, if both the Shechita and Zrika were done with Shman, the Alechem may be eaten. If they were Shechta Shelo Shman, the Alechem is not sanctified. If the Shechita was Lishman, but the Zrika was Shelo Lishman, Rebbe says, Halechem Kadosh ve'eno Kadosh. The bread is sanctified and not sanctified, as we'll explain. Rebbe Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon says, it's not Kadosh unless both the Shechita and Zrika were Lishman. Rebbe's ruling that the Lechem is Kadosh ve'eno Kadosh is explained in two ways. Abai says, Kadosh ve'eno Gamor. It's sanctified, but not completely. Rava says, Kadosh ve'eno Nitar. It's sanctified, but not permitted to eat. The Gemara explains that the nafkamina between Abai and Rava is l'mitpas pidyono, whether the lechem's redemption money would be invested with kedusha. According to Abai, that the lechem attains partial kedushas of guf, physical sanctity, which is unredeemable. The remaining kedushas damim, the monetary sanctity, transfers onto the money, which must be used for communal sacrifices. According to Rava, that the lechem attains complete kedushas of guf, the redemption is ineffective and the money remains chulin. Point number two, Abraisa teaches that if the Shnei Alechem left Yerushalayim between the Shechita and the Zrika, and the Zrika was done with intent to eat the lambs chutz l'zmanan, outside their allotted time, Rabbi Eliezer says that the Lechem does not become pigel, and Rabbi Kiva says it does. Rav Sheshes explains they both hold that Shechita is mekadesh the Lechem, and follow their opinions whether Zrika is effective for kachim, which is outside its prescribed area. Rabbi Eliezer says that Emurim which left the Azara before Zrika do not become subject to Me'ila, nor make one liable for consuming Pigal, Noser, or Tame. And Rabbi Kiva says they do because the Zrika was effective for them. And Amor asks according to Rabbi Kiva, if we say that just as Zrika with Pigal intent makes even the Lechem Pigal, so to Zrika Shelo Lishma would also be effective for the Lechem to permit it in consumption like the meat. Or does Rabbi Kiva hold only the Zrika is effective for the bread with Chumra, for stringency, meaning pigel, but not lakula, but not for leniency to allow eating the lechem? Rav Papa explains the first malchokas differently. And point number three, Rabbi Yirmiyah asks Rabbi Zera, if the kvasim were shechted properly and the lechem was subsequently lost, so if the zrika is completed properly, the kvasim would need to be destroyed, can he throw their blood, not for their sake, to permit the meat for consumption? If Zrika is performed for the sake of an ordinary shlamim, it removes the kipsi atzeres status from the kvasim and may permit their consumption without lechem. Rabbi Zera replied, Yesh chadabr she'eino kasher lishmo, do you have anything which is not valid where Zrika is performed for its own sake, but kasher shelo lishmo, yet it's valid when Zrika is performed not for its own sake? Although Karban Pesach isn't valid when shechted lishmo, both before and after Pesach, yet is valid as a shlamim when shechted shelo lishma both before and after Pesach. The Gemara clarifies Rabbi Zera meant there's nothing shenir lishmo that was once fit to be offered for its own sake and was additionally shechted lishmo, benitchem lishmo, and then became rejected from being offered for its own sake that would be valid shelo lishmo. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Abraisa teaches that the kipsi atzeres are makadish, they sanctify the shtei alechem with shechita. Thus, if both the shechita and zrika were done lishman, the lechem may be eaten. If they were shechted shelo lishman, the lechem is not sanctified. If the shechita was lishman, but the zrika was shelo lishman, Rebbe says, halechem kadosh ve'eno kadosh. The bread is sanctified and not sanctified, as we'll explain. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon says, it's not kadosh unless both the shechita and zrika were lishman. Rebbe's ruling that the lechem is kadosh ve'eno kadosh is explained in two ways. Abai says, kadosh ve'eno gamor. It's sanctified, but not completely. Rava says, Kadosh ve'eno nitar, it's sanctified but not permitted to eat. The Gemara explains that the nafkamina between Abai and Rava is l'mitpas pidyono, whether the lechem's redemption money would be invested with kedusha. According to Abai, that the lechem attains partial kedushas of guf, physical sanctity, which is unredeemable. The remaining kedushas damim, the monetary sanctity, transfers onto the money, which must be used for communal sacrifices. According to Rava, that the lechem attains complete kedushas of guf, the redemption is ineffective, and the money remains chulin. Point number two, Abraisa teaches that if the Shnei Alechem left Yerushalayim between the Shechita and the Zrika, and the Zrika was done with intent to eat the lambs chutz l'zmanan, outside their allotted time, Rabbi Eliezer says that the lechem does not become pigel, and Rabbi Kiva says it does. Rav Sheshes explains they both hold that Shechita is mekadesh the lechem, and follow their opinions whether Zrika is effective for kachim, which is outside its prescribed area. Rabbi Eliezer says that emurim which left the Azara before Zrika do not become subject to Me'ila, nor make one liable for consuming Pigal, Noser, or Tameh. And Rabbi Kiva says they do because the Zrika was effective for them. And Amar asks according to Rabbi Kiva, if we say that just as Zrika with Pigal intent makes even the Lechem Pigal, so to Zrika Shelo Lishma would also be effective for the Lechem to permit it in consumption like the meat. Or does Rabbi Kiva hold only the Zrika is effective for the bread with Chumrah, for stringency, meaning pigel, but not lakula, but not for leniency to allow eating the lechem? Rav Papa explains the first malchokas differently. And point number three, Rabbi Yirmiyah asks Rabbi Zera, if the kvasim were shechted properly and the lechem was subsequently lost, so if the zrika is completed properly, the kvasim would need to be destroyed, can he throw their blood, not for their sake, to permit the meat for consumption? If Zrika is performed for the sake of an ordinary shlamim, it removes the kibsi atzera status from the kvasim and may permit their consumption without lechem. Rabbi Zera replied, Yesh chadabr sheinu kashur lishmo, do you have anything which is not valid where Zrika is performed for its own sake, but kashur shelo lishmo, yet it's valid when Zrika is performed not for its own sake? Although Karban Pesach isn't valid when shechted lishmo both before and after Pesach, yet is valid as a shlomim when shechted shelo lishma both before and after Pesach. The Gemara clarifies Rabbi Zera meant there's nothing shenir lishmo that was once fit to be offered for its own sake and was additionally shechted lishmo, benitchem lishmo, and then became rejected from being offered for its own sake that would be valid shelo lishmo. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Zayin. Our standard siman is a maze. A maze. So here goes. The contestants at the Kibsi Aseres maze entered by being Mekadosh the Shtei Lechem by passing through both the Shechita and Zrika gates and were challenged to do a Zrika's Pigel while looking through the telescope at the Lechem outside the maze and to find the missing Lechem, because if it stays lost, there's no solution to doing a Zrika Shelo Lishma to permit the Basar to be eaten. Once again, slow motion. The contestants at the Kibsi Aseres maze, that must be round up Mem Zion. The contestants at the Kibsi Atzeres maze by being Mekadosh the Shtei Lechem, by passing through both the Shechita and Zrika gates, which reminds us, a Braisa teaches that the Kibsi Atzeres are Mekadosh, they sanctify the Shtei Lechem with Shechita. Thus, if both the Shechita and Zrika were done Lishman, the Lechem may be eaten. If they were Shechted Shelo Lishman, the Lechem is not sanctified. If the Shechita was Lishman, but the Zrika was Shelo Lishman, Rebbe says, HaLechem Kadosh Ve'enu Kadosh, the bread is sanctified and not sanctified. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon says it's not kadosh unless both the Shechita and Zrika were lishman. So the contestants at the Kibsi Atzeres maze entered by being mekadosh the Shtei Lechem by passing through both the Shechita and Zrika gates and were challenged to do a Zrika's pikul while looking through the telescope at the Lechem outside the maze, which reminds us, a Braisa teaches that if the Shtei Lechem left Yerushalayim between the Shechita and Zrika, and the Zrika was done with intent to eat the lambs chutz lezmanan, outside, there are a lot of time, Rabbi Eliezer says the lechem does not become pigel, and Rabbi Kiva says it does. So the contestants at the Kibsi Atzeres maze entered by being Mekadosh the Shtei Lechem, by passing through both the Shechita and Zrika gates, and were challenged to do a Zrika's pigel while looking through the telescope at the lechem outside the maze, and to find the missing lechem, because if it stays lost, there's no solution to do a Zrika Shelo Lishma to permit the basar to be eaten, which reminds us, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zera, if the kvasim were shechted properly, and the lechem was subsequently lost, so if the zrika is completed properly, the kvasim would not need to be destroyed, can he throw their blood not for their sake to permit the meat for consumption? If zrika is performed for the sake of an ordinary shlamim, it removes the kibsi atzer status from the kvasim and may permit their consumption without lechem. So once again, the contestants at the Kibsi Atzeres maze entered by being Mekadosh the Shtei Lechem by passing through both the Shechita and Zrika gates and were challenged to do a Zrika's pigel while looking through the telescope at the Lechem outside the maze and to find the missing Lechem, because if it stays lost, there's no solution to doing a Zrika Shelo Lishma to permit the basar to be eaten. All right, so now it's time for Four Blabach Hazara. Daf Mem Gimel. So the Zimmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The ad in the Mitzvah magazine, that must be on Daf Mem Gimel. The ad in the Mitzvah magazine selling tzitzis free night garments, which reminds us, we learned several drushes from the Pasuk Re'isimoso, which excludes a night garment, and also that tzitzis are shekul kenega kol mitzvahs. Rashi adds that tzitzis has the gematria of 600, plus 8 threads and 5 knots, totaling 613, paralleling Taryag mitzvahs. So the ad in the Mitzvah magazine selling tzitzis free night garments was opposite an ad for a concert featuring the new song Sheva B'Yom Hilaticho, with a picture of the singer wearing tzitzis and tefillin standing in a doorway with a mezuzah, which reminds us, a brisa states, Chaviv in Yisrael, beloved of the Jewish people, Shesivavan HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded them with mitzvahs, tefillin upon their heads and arms, tzitzis on the four corners of their garments, and mezuzahs on their doorways. About these mitzvahs, David HaMelech said, Sheva b'yom hilaticha o mishpatei tzidkecha. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous laws, because these mitzvahs total 7. So the ad in the Mitzvah magazine selling tzitzis free night garments was opposite an ad for a concert featuring a new song, Sheva b'yom hilaticha, with a picture of the singer wearing tzitzis and tefillin, standing in a doorway with a mezuzah and holding a daily chart promoting the importance of reciting 100 brachas daily, which reminds us, Reb Meir used to say, Chayav Adam Levarach Me'a Brachas B'chol Yom. A person is obligated to recite 100 brachas every day, because the Pasuk says, V'atah Yisrael Ma'ashem Al-Kecho Shom Mimach. Now Yisrael, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu, your God, ask of you? The word Ma can be read as if it says Me'a, 100. Daf Mem Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Mem Dalet is mud. So here goes. The man who was very upset that his sister's got muddy. That must move on Daf Mem Dalet. Mud. The man who was very upset that his tzitzis got muddy while searching for a chila zone, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the description of the chila zone and teaches that because the chila zone is so difficult to obtain, tchilas is expensive. So the man who was very upset that his tzitzis got muddy while searching for a chila zone, especially since they were precious to him because they had saved him from sin, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the incident of the man whose tzitzis prevented him from sitting with a woman. So the man who was very upset that his tzitzis got muddy while searching for a chila zone, especially since they were precious to him because they had saved him from sin, watched in awe as two groups carrying minchas and nesachim waded through the mud, one with the mincha first and one with the nesachim first, which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchokes about the order of the mincha and nesachim of a minchas nesachim. Daf Mem Hei. So the Simmer Daf Mem Hei is Manishtana, a Pesach Seder. The father put only one toy Rosh Chodesh bull on the Seder table to get the children to ask questions because he couldn't find the other one. Was delighted when his youngest son asked, Ma nishtana? That must be on Daf Mem Hei, Ma. The father put only one toy Rosh Chodesh bull on the Seder table to get the children to ask questions because he couldn't find the other one, which reminds us that we learned the Kabbalahs of Rosh Chodesh and Shavuos are not ma'ak of each other. The Torah requires two parin to be brought in Rosh Chodesh, but a pasuk says in Yechezkel that a bull is brought. This teaches Shimo Matzah Shnai may be echad, that if he did not find two bulls, he should still bring one. So the father put only one toy Rosh Chodesh bull on the Seder table to get the children to ask questions because he couldn't find the other one. Was delighted when his youngest son asked, Ma nishtana the psukim sefer Yechezkel, that they seem to contradict the psukim and sefer Torah, which reminds us the psukim and sefer Yechezkel appeared to contradict the Torah until they were clarified by Chanina ben Chizkiah. So the father put only one toy Rosh Chodesh bull on the Seder table to get the children to ask questions because he couldn't find the other one. Was delighted when his youngest son asked, Ma nishtana the psukim and sefer Yechezkel, that they seem to contradict the psukim and the sefer Torah. While another child was busy looking at a Har Sinai Haggadah with a picture of the Kibsay of Seres being brought in the Midbar without the Shtei Alechem, which reminds us, the Gemara brings some halachos about the Shtei Alechem or Kvasim being ma'ak of the other. In the next Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says, the Shtei Alechem of Shavuos are ma'ak of the two Kvasim brought with it, but the Kvasim are not ma'ak of the Lechem. Rabbi Shimon ben Nana says, reverse, that the Kvasim are ma'ak of the Lechem, but the Lechem is not ma'ak of the Kvasim, because we find that when Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar for 40 years, the lambs were offered without bread, since the Shtei Alechem could only be brought from Eretz Yisrael's produce. Afkan yikru b'kvasim b'alechem. Here too, the lambs may be offered without bread. Daf Mem Vav. So the Simmer Daf Mem Vav is a cow that goes moo. The Kohen dressed in a cow costume. Cow. That must be more Daf Mem Vav. Moo. The Kohen dressed in a cow costume, teaching young Kohanim about the Zika of the Shnei Kvasim Ushtei Alechem, who had his class yell Zika when the Shechita connected them, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Tanaim had argued if the Shtei Alechem are ma'ak of the Shnei Kvasim, or vice versa. Yochanan says, Hakom modim shim huskuku ze leze, shema'akim ze ze. Everyone agrees that if they become connected to one another, they're ma'ak of one another. And what creates their zika, their connection? Shechita, the slaughter of the two kvasim. So the Kohen dressed in a cow costume, teaching young Kohanim about the Zika of the Shnei Kvasim Ushtei Alechem, who had his class yell Zika when the Shechita connected them, was going to address whether Tanufa creates a Zika between them as well, which reminds us, in Eretz Yisrael they asked, Tanufa osa Zika? Does waving the Kvasim and Alechem create a connection between them or not? Although Rabbi Yochanan only said the Shechita creates a Zika, he may have been uncertain if Tanufa does as well. This question is left unresolved. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, if Tanufa does not create a Zika, so Lechem is replaced if it was lost after the Tanufa, Oso Lechem Ton Tanufa, or Enon Ton Tanufa? Does that bread require waving, or does it not require waving? So the Kohen dressed in a cow costume, teaching young Kohanim about the Zika of the Shnei Kvasim Ushtei Alechem, who had his class yell Zika when the Shechita connected them, was going to address whether Tanufa creates a Zika between them as well. While he had two loaves which were brought by themselves, burned in the corner of the class, after their appearance changed overnight, which reminds us, a brisa teaches, Shtei Alechem Abos Mifnei Asman, the two loaves which are brought by themselves, which is following Rabbi Akiva's opinion, that they may be brought if there are no kvasim, they're waved, utuber tzerasan, and they are left out overnight until their appearance changes, v'yetzelu beis esreifa, and then they go out to the place of burning. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which tefillin that Sheva B'yom Hilaticha is referring to seven mitzvahs that we do, the four tzitzes, two tefillin, and mezuzah, that's on daf? Mem Gimel.
Good.
Number two. Which daf do we learn that if one did not find two bowls for the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, he should still bring one? That's on daf? Mem Hei.
Good. Number three.
Which daf does Gemara bring the incident of the man who sits has prevented him from sitting with a woman? That's on daf? Mem Dalet.
Good. Number four.
Which daf do you discuss if the lechem was lost after Shechita? Can Zerika be performed Shelo Lashma to permit the meat? That's on daf? Mem Zayin.
Good. Number five.
Which daf do you learn that Te'ima Pesula, wool dyed for testing, is unfit to be used for tzitzis? That's on daf? Mem Beis.
Good. Number six.
Which daf do you discuss the required number of threads for tzitzis, their placement on the garment, and the minimum shear? That's on daf? Mem Aleph.
Good. Number seven.
Which daf do we have a machlokas if Zrika's pigol is effective on lechem, which left Yerushalayim? That's on daf? Mem Zayin.
Good. Number eight.
Which daf do we have a question whether Tanufa osa Zika as well? That's on daf? Mem Vav.
Good. Number nine.
Which daf do you discuss whether both the Shechita and Zrika are required to sanctify the Shtei Lechem? That's on daf? Mem Zayin.
Great. And number 10.
Which daf brings a description of the Chilazon and teaches that because it's difficult to obtain, Techelas is expensive? That's on daf? Mem Dalet.
Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.